Gas is over $4. Diesel's
you
like
averaged 380 under Biden for 4 years.
Yeah. For the all 4 years, it was the exact same. All 4 years was the same gas price. Did you know that, Sorry, Bill? Did you know it'd be the same price for gas for 4 years?
Really? I don't think that's true.
I just learned that.
Is that what they're arguing?
That is what they're arguing.
Oh yeah, like Trump had the consistent gas prices, and all of a sudden now they're finally changing. We're just catching up.
True. Okay.
What's up?
Nothing much. I just want to poke your, brain for a second. Okay.
Poke my brain.
Are you ready? Are you ready to be poked?
Oh, also, DGG, stop saying that I want to make all the Jews go back to Brooklyn. That was a frustration at the inception of Israel, not a current prescription.
Wait, you think Brooklyn existed in 1947?
It didn't? Did it not?
Got him. Fucking got him. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to bring up my schizophrenic manifest. This is like a two-second thing, actually. I have just a few questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ready? Are you locked in?
I don't know. It depends on what the questions are.
Okay. My first question is, I'm curious on if you're aware that there is a crazy schizo group of like people, Discorders, that have like that are obsessed with me and fighting me and going to other communities and gay opsing and all this stuff. Are you familiar with this, or do you believe this is a real thing that exists?
I definitely would believe it if you told me what it depends on. If you start naming names, I might be like, that checks out, given some people that have shown up in my chat. How many, like, I think when we were doing DGG fundraisers, like, mm-hmm. if someone wants to snark you and we're having a conversation, whatever, mm-hmm. people are, like, talking shit about you while we were raising money, and I'm sure. Like, all right, banning this person, hide this comment, because it's like, this is not the time, we're here to come together. And by the way, great work, everyone, on $250,000, that was awesome.
Yeah, also thank you for showing up. All of your appearances were cool, it was fun, yeah.
That was great. But then that same, like, slightly different name kept like popping up, and it was clearly like 3 or 4 different alt accounts. That checks out.
Okay. First thing. Okay. My second thing is when I say comedian, I'm talking about like it's like Gistical, Queeman, Purple Perry, like these weirdo people.
Okay. So mm-hmm. That's different. See, not different like I disagree, but like I know Gistical of Gistical because I saw him watch me on your stream. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea to the extent of the snarkness, but this was enough that you felt justified doxing him, right? So it's like, I'm assuming things got pretty bad, yeah?
Yeah, that story goes way, way, way deeper, but basically...
Okay, so yes, I'm aware of these people.
Yeah, okay. Okay, then that was my first question. And then my second question...
By the way, I just had a super chat from Baloney Bryce, and they say, you're a chud, Destiny. So clearly these people are sometimes in my chat.
Sure. I don't know about that guy. But okay, I have a second question, okay? And then maybe two more, depending on your response to this, okay? My second question is, because sometimes I notice that when I'm chatting with people or arguing with people, there are times when there are arguments or things that come up where I'm like, this is a weird argument. I don't know. I feel like I see this talking point resonating in certain communities. And I think sometimes the way these people work, I think they don't always tell. Like I don't think that everybody that echoes these is necessarily, like, intentionally, like, snarking me or whatever crazy shit like that. I think I would be pretty conspiratorial to think that. But I'm just curious. Do you ever have people that are, like, are there people that are, like, or do you ever have people that try to DM you? Like,
yes.
These are talking points. Okay.
Not just talking points. They're like, hey, I know you're about to go talk about this. Let me show you the list of things wrong about this person, or hey, you questioned doxing of this person. Well, here's all of the receipts of Destiny doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the time. These people are constantly like trying to reach out and like send me the I don't know, the Google Doc or manifesto or whatever.
Okay, gotcha. And then okay, so then I have two more questions. I think the first one I think is gonna be no. I think the second one is going to be a yes. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay. Well, you shouldn't have preempted because now I'm already feeling reactionary. I want to say the opposite, but go on.
Okay. We can say the opposite if you want. Okay. I'm just curious. Okay. Because I'm unfortunately, I'm not God. So I'm trying not to be too schizophrenic. Have you ever been DM'd by, or has there ever been a guy giving you a ton of talking points whose name is, it'll be something having to do with like the substance or something?
No, but Gistical has DM'd me before, and Gistical, I know he retweets Substance like all the time, and I see Substance like clip me, clip you, mm-hmm. and they seem to be like a frequent,
person
okay. in that you know line of content. But let me double check. Maybe sure. I have.
Maybe no, that's fine. This is one I expected to be kind of know. My second one though, do you ever have a guy mm-hmm. who DMs you a ton of stuff related to this called? It'll be like Kilo or something like that.
Yeah. Kilo specifically messaged me before our last talk about the Hassan thing because he had some points he wanted to give me.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. That's all I wanted. All right.
Okay. Well, what does that what do you think that says about me? What do you think I'm hiding anything? I would like to be very transparent about that.
No, I don't think you are. I really don't. I don't think you okay. are. Yeah.
Okay, I'm tired of everyone saying I'm mask on, all right? If I was a fucking commie, I would just be one, okay?
Sure. The reason why is because of, like, how all these communities operate, but it's, like, it's so crazy fucking schizo that, like, explaining it is just so weird. So, like, I'm not talking to you anymore. Or I don't have anything else for you. If you want, you can watch my stream and I'm just going to go over it. Or I guess you can hang out here and I guess you can see because I'm streaming.
I'm interested in this. Yeah. Like the whole snarkening of it all, because it does seem pointless. I mean, not pointless, but it's like it's so much of the mission is more how can I tear this person down? Not just you specifically, like mm-hmm. anyone in this space. It's like the Diorios and the Ethans and the Asmongold. It's like not really about what they're saying as insofar as how can I use this against them? Which is just like so much of this is like, who the fuck cares? Like you're just creating drama for the sake of drama to be annoying and like, yeah, sometimes people are awful and they deserve criticism, but it's just so irrelevant to like the points they're making and it detracts from the messaging, especially in the politics space. It's very frustrating to me.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party.
Definitely. I understand that. I think, it is annoying and I do agree with all that. I think my main issue is that, it's so coordinated at levels that people are not aware of. So here, this is my main complaint related to you on that panel, and I might even have said it then, but I understand that it's not you, okay? Is that there is at least one, if not multiple, communities that act in the most insane ways. And then in order to deactivate attacks against their community, there's a ton of like false things that are said about me or my community. But if their community says it about my community, it doesn't carry very far because these people, it's just known that we're like fighting a lot. So like Queeman and Jessica can't say it directly. But what they'll do is they talk so much to all these other people who will then go out as like emissaries or ambassadors who will relay these talking points to people. So what happens is they get to perfectly speak their talking points from people like you or somebody who's just not aware of it. And to you, I imagine that when these people are messaging you, they're not saying things like Destiny's a fucking piece of shit. Here's how you tear him down. It'll usually be more, my guess is it's more like, hey, like Destiny's going to argue these things, but it's really bad faith because like he said all this. And then it's like a ton of clips and compilations of like how I'm a hypocrite or how.
Yeah. Or like, hey, like I know you're able to come to your own conclusions, but just so you're aware, like this is all the like history of this topic.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah. And then that history is going to be like an insanely workshopped set of talking points that these people workshop and kind of forge amongst themselves. And then they will go to all of these different Discord servers and argue it. I've seen them in Loner Boxes, Connors, Pisco's. Obviously, his community has been super in there. I saw a lot of them in your chat and then Ryan Getty's chat yesterday, or not yesterday, I think, or the day before when we were having an argument or whatever.
Yeah.
And but it's not like always so obvious, but it's like once you know what to look for, it's like it's very frustrating because then when I have to argue against you, one is that they want us to fight because that's their goal is to cause the separation so that because if I fight with you too much, then it furthers their argument that I alienate anybody that doesn't dick suck me and that I'm trying to create more Mr. Girls. But then if
that's
I agree
why
with
you're so nice to me yesterday, you complimented my outfit. I could tell you were sweeping, playing defense and cleanup.
Yeah. But okay. So I just want to watch. Okay. Sorry. So I'm trying to think for a sec. Yeah. No, okay, yeah. So, okay. I just want to... So, I had this... So, this was sent to me yesterday, okay? So, this is the first clip I saw. I didn't watch this whole stream or whatever, but this is my main number one hater coordinator, okay? Gisticle. Ready? Wait, is it showing my bottom screen or my top one?
I'm just seeing your chat.
We're seeing your chat.
Hi, DGG chat. By the way, guys, DGG, as much hate threads as I'll get on r/destiny gets sent to me, I like you guys, all right? You guys are cool, and you guys organize, so...
Okay, here was this this meme.
What is it with the little dancing penguins? Everyone has these now.
because they don't want their face, they don't want their identity or anything to be tied to the unhinged shit that they do online constantly. So, all
right. I show my driver's license on stream.
Based.
Expose me.
The Democratic Party. But if you go like broader and you look at like college students who have like heard of Hassan,
why? So, hold on. I'm hearing that certain. I don't know how to say this. Did nobody show Soypill the poll after the election showing who Hassan's chatters voted for and that it's overwhelmingly majority Kamala? Does he not know about this? Has nobody given him this? Why is he unaware of this right now?
I know
that.
Is
he not immediately going, that's just not true. It's obviously not true.
I don't know if things have changed much in the past 10 years, but like I remember on fucking dating and fucking...
If somebody were to, let's say hypothetically, somebody were to have prepared Soypill to make some of these arguments or talk to him about what arguments he could be making, that person would have failed massively if they didn't include that. I'm just calling that person out specifically by not name right now, okay?
California. That
he's probably talking about Kilo, huh?
So
this is fucking crazy.
I wasn't 100% sure. I wasn't 100% sure. And Kilo was donating later on to... There were a few people, but I saw one of these on... his stream, hold on, where this Kilo guy is donating. How could you live with yourself just sitting on this panel that you know you're only on because the main draw of the panel had disgusting perverted sex with your wife? I think this is in reference to Mr. Moon. I've never had sex with this person. It's not true, but they have this opinion or they think this has happened, right? So, you know, I saw him donate. There were a couple other people that donated, but then this message popped up. This message popped up later on where I saw... So Substance is one of my number one fucking hater people. And he was talking in Gisticle's chat asking, I thought he was going to take heads off Lymphaeo at Kilotronics or Kilotonics. What happened to your man, Soypill? And as soon as I saw this,
trying to make me their like attack dog, yes. Like their useful idiot or whatever.
Yeah, and I know this sounds
which is funny because
I know this sounds just so people can understand. I know this sounds insane. I sound so schizo when I talk about this, but they have a whole.
No,
I mean,
no,
I guess
you're 100% right.
They have a whole server where they're talking about it. They workshop these points. They forge them. They argue on other servers, and then they'll get one person because they can't pass it off directly because it's really obvious. So they'll get a third party who doesn't make it as obvious that he's associated with them because I don't know if you do Kilo was or not, who will be passing all these talking points off to you so that you can carry these into a conversation with me, and then they can all watch their talking points come through a third then fourth party that are being debated against me in a way that makes them seem so much more legitimate. Yeah
Well, it's interesting. Well, it's not schizo at all. This is absolutely what was happening. I didn't know this was like a secret or schizo because I'm just like, yeah, of course these people are going to try to focus it through the person that gets the direct contact, and I'm assuming you've kind of like blacklisted these people from
they won't talk to me because they know that they're all, it's usually indefensible, and it's like it'll be just a bunch of crazy insane shit. Yeah, or
well, I'll say this, I mean, like I don't know how like, you know, malicious it, I mean it is, but like, you know, some of the points are like stuff I agree with. Some of them, if it's like snark shit, like, did you know Destiny fucking poked this person's boob and you gotta call that out? Like, yeah, it's like, okay, thanks. This, like, I'm allowed to make my own conclusions based on this evidence. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. I think it's a little insulting or a little, what's the word, condescending for them to try to use me as their, like, you know, attack dog, because I'm fully capable of forming opinions and arguments. But if you want to share things with me that might actually have to do with the substance of what we're talking about, that's a completely different story, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, but the reason why they won't is because most of it doesn't stand to reason, so they have to kind of like selectively.
Well, they do both, is what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if they want to sell
DMs
a certain narrative,
I have, half of them are, you know, legitimate, like, hey, like, why don't you bring up this thing? I think, you know, this point is contradictory. And then the other half is like, did you know that Destiny did this? And I'm like, even if like 75% of the things they accuse you of are true, like, this is not.
The only thing I'm saying is that, like, even with the 75% things, that, like, there will be things that are true, but, like, fleshed out more, they come across as a lot different. So, like, I'm not aware, for instance, of how much, I don't know if you followed any part of my court case or whatever, but the original girl that I thought I was spoking with, who ended up being, this is a crazy story. It was a catfish from the United Kingdom and all this shit. Like, Gisticle's server had a person in that server who started harassing the girl because he wanted her to go and testify on Pixie's behalf. And then he started harassing every member of her family, sending mass emails that they are posting about and bragging in Gisticle's Discord server until she was like trauma bullied into doing a deposition that ended with her like screaming and crying because of how fucked the whole thing was. And they were like, that's the level of like unhinged obsession that these people have. And I have like I can show you like DMs and everything of every single part of like everything I'm saying. It's not like crazy conspiratorial or anything, but that's like the level of involvement that these people have with everything. Can I do one more quick? There's like a 20-second video just on that same.
Show something. Me as much stuff as you want.
Yeah, just
I swear I heard something like this. He's told her just how dumb he thinks she is to her face multiple times. It's very funny. Or is this energy for Destiny though? Genuinely, the only thing I can think of is he's concerned for his safety. I understand it sounds like crazy, just like I don't think he wants his information posted anywhere.
So like the goal is...
Oh, so he thinks I'm not going as hard on you because you'll dox me?
Correct. Or that I'm threatening you or that you feel threatened. Because then the goal is one of two outcomes will happen as a result of this. So either one, they can flip you completely and then you become like an unaware attack dog. Or two, if you don't follow their narrative pathway enough, then you're the next target. Then they're going to start attacking people around you. They're going to start saying that you are complicit in like rape and pedophilia and all these other things because you're either
scared
or whatever. I already
get that just by like being on the same stream as you. I'm platforming Epstein-y and all that. And it's just like, it's the equivalent of like, hey, if I did want to work with Hassan and like every comment was about shocking of the dog and not like the actual substance of his bad politics. And it's like, hey, maybe we shouldn't connect with these people. It's just like, whatever, shut up. This is so stupid. I don't care if it's true. It's not important. And if I have a 95% overlap with this person and their mission, mm-hmm. why the fuck am I spending all this time? Like, how can you call yourself like an organizer and like, oh, I fight for the working class. And then like every other stream is you like snarking and drama crap. Like, I think this is ridiculous. So
Yeah,
you're not schizo. All this stuff does exist in my DMs.
Yeah, and this is So this is just like this is the thing that is always at play in the background. And then like the very frustrating part is that if I am when somebody like Ryan shows up, like he has no idea what's going on for anything, and I wouldn't fault him for not having any idea what's going on for anything, because like what the fuck. But then these people are able to come in and kind of like poison the well in the conversation using other people. So like you, I'm not saying that you're witting or anything like that, or like they just kind of like poison them with all these crazy talking points, and then I end up in this weird spot where if I start to try to counter these talking points, I start to come off as like schizophrenic, especially to somebody like Ryan Getty, who's like seems like a very, very aggressively normal person. I mean that as like a compliment. He's like seems like a very normal person. But then if I try to counter
them, he's not terminally online.
Yeah, right. But then it sounds like I'm into some crazy like, listen, we gotta be aware of all these people that are blah blah blah. And it's like, bro, can't we just like talk
you're,
about
you're the Walter White, like, no, this is about me. It's all about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's just this is like the frustrating reality of where these people are. I just wanted to make you aware of this because it's very annoying to have.
I kind of already was, but I guess now that you know that I know, and you know or hope you know that I'm not trying to weaponize that stuff, and it's mostly irrelevant to me.
I already
deal with all the flack even for what is and isn't true. I don't really care.
Just letting you know, just giving you a heads up. This was a thing that they posted in the server where this guy was bragging about harassing the person who's technically not even in my court case, but you can see the emails that he posted, the subject lines where he's like, this is all I'm trying to do, and like the email titles here are like trying to get a hold. I sent you a picture on a discord. Yeah, right. But you can see like the, and all of them are like in here chatting, and like this member is still like in Gisticle's community, and they all think this is like cool and epic and hilarious because like this girl needed to come forward to test because they thought that she was gonna like confirm that I'm a pedophile or some shit or whatever, like this was the goal. I was just having my little
and their name is Tiny Doxed because you doxed people and they want everyone to know that, is that
basically
like,
yeah.
This is like their entire personality is you.
Yeah, this whole server and group of people. So it's again Gisticle, the Substance, Kilo, there was a guy called Ryle Kittenhouse, I don't know if he's still around. Wicked Supreme guy is in there a lot. It's just like a lot of these people who spend and it sounds crazy and I don't even believe it, like these guys will spend days, I'm sorry, that was not true, like months workshopping and going through these talking points like constantly, and then they'll bring them up everywhere. And if you watch the other Discord servers, they'll show up in like all these other Discord servers, like five or six of them at a time. And there are, if you ever see like a coordinated attack against a person, like it's happened against Kalinda, it happens a lot against Hutch, it's happened against basically Mr. Mooten, it's usually when these people have identified like, this is a person who I don't think I can break off from Destiny, so I need to like destroy this person and then make them toxic to everybody around. And then part of my argument is Hassan also amplifies all these people because he sees them as useful for fighting with me. And that was the thing that I got frustrated with, regardless of what you say about, my community can be mean or not. that infrastructure, as far as I'm aware, doesn't exist anywhere on the internet besides like the Snark Love space. That kind of like amplification room and like the crafting of these narratives and attacks and then engaging this way and harassing people, I'm not aware of any other part on the internet besides like this weird Snark Love place that exists. And it's very frustrating because it's almost impossible to talk against, because like even describing this, I almost sound kind of schizo without like seeing all the DMs and everything. Yeah, so, but yeah, that's all I was going to say.
Right. So you got like triggered in that moment because me saying, you know, people's communities go after people, which they do, is not the equivalent of there is a like coordinated Discord server crafting specific talking points against you and then being disseminated into third-party unwitting creators in order to levy them against you, which is
sometimes across multiple alt accounts, sometimes it gets it's crazy.
It's like gang stalking, but actually
I don't know if I ever show the I don't think I've showed these messages on the show before. I think I've talked about this, but like there was a girl that I was friends with maybe like 2 years ago, and there were people that were messaging her with deep fake AI porn of herself and then sending it to her employer in order to try to get her fired from her job because they wanted her to come out and admit that I'd sent her porn of pixies, like with stuff that had never happened. But like, I got to the point where she had to message me and she was like, hey, is there like, what can I do about these people? And I haven't even met this girl in real life before. But this was just the level of insane pressure on every single person, like remotely in my orbit. It's just, it's a lot.
I have a question though. So like, if there are legitimate criticisms of your character, which again, I mostly don't care, like if you dox someone and I'm like assuming you might have a justification for having done this, but like what is your like take on that, where it's like, okay, are they legitimately criticizing me for something I did that might be perceived as wrong, or you know, are people allowed to have smoke for you for that, or is it because they're so overwhelmingly toxic and just throwing it out everywhere and not just making a simple criticism that it's completely, you just but brush it off and say, you know what, no, I don't care.
I mean, I think if people want to have criticism for it, that's fine. I just wish they kind of knew the background or the context. So like in my mind, the bad thing about doxing in and of itself is whatever, but the scary thing about doxing is that it can lead to further harassment. But like the argument that I'm making is like these servers are already full-scale committed to the maximum harassment campaign they can have against me, meaning like they already bullied this one girl who I don't know if she'll ever participate in anything if I do an actual court case against the actual leaker pedophile dude. I don't know if she'll ever want to participate in that because of the level of harassment that her and her family receive from the Sabasexual guy in order to try to get her in to fight me on this on the pixie case or whatever.
Even just describing this, like I'm already tuning out. I'm just like,
I understand, sure, but I'm saying that like all the server will greenlight that. Kelly Jean and other people on that server were mass harassing my girlfriend. Her name was Elena, but they were like reposting stuff from other forums to like harass her, I'll just say harass her and starting rumors and doing all this stuff. And this targeting of like every single person around me. And the thing that bothered me was for people like Gistical, for people like Queeman, and for people like Esports Batman, especially, if you're going to throw like your entire life into trying to like engage in the real life harassment and the destruction of my life, at the very least, your name and face should be tied to that. I don't think that it would. I don't think there's any like reasonable world where Esports Batman can say, I'm a lawyer and I'm going to tell you why I can go over all these court docs to tell you that Destiny's a pedophile. Like, if you're going to throw your credentials behind it, people should know who you are. Same thing with Gistical. Like, if you're going to spend every waking moment of your life obsessively covering my life and harassing and engaging in the harassment and greenlighting the harassment of everybody around me, I think your name should be attached to that and your face should be attached to that, so that you can't just walk away when you're bored and done with it. And I
understand
people,
the sentiment, but I think the problem is like by posting that information, even if it's, you know, your end goal is, I think this person should be exposed for what they're doing and shouldn't be able to hide behind anonymity. You're now also enabling anyone who's going to do the bad stuff that is happening to you if you get doxxed, like swatting, like any other potentially dangerous things. And it's not like the, oh, like, you know, when they go low, we go high. But it's just like, I just don't think you should do that, period. No matter how justified the shorter and not so bad consequences of doxxing someone are, the worst consequences are still pretty bad.
Maybe, but I mean, like, the worst of those consequences I've already suffered multiple times. Like, I've been doxxed, I think, like, half a dozen, or not doxxed, I'm sorry. I've been swatted, like, half a dozen times, I think, in the past year. I tried to hide my last one, but I think people saw the flashlights in the background. Like, I've had, the FBI was here, I think, 4 days ago, on top of the SWAT that happened, like, a week ago, I think, where you saw people come in. So, this happens constantly. I sent you, just so you know that I'm not crazy. I don't know if I actually showed you this on stream or not, but, like,
oh my God.
You can go through, yeah, like, this is, like,
it's a lot of DMs.
Insane. If you read like some of the messages that that this guy is like sending to this girl who's not related to anything online, right? Like, hey, well, I'm just reading some of these. Hey, hi, hey, send those now. No one can help you. Just send them and it's done with. I'm going to post your nudes with him on Kiwi Farms and 4chan after they're sent to your family. And like, we don't know. These are like deep fake news that this guy has made of this girl just in order to harass her into trying to out me. But like, this is like, when this is the level of harassment and all of these people in these servers, they green light it. They think it's epic. They think it's based. They think it's hilarious. Like, yeah, 100%. I think their identities and face should be tied to everything. And if you're going to say there's like a risk to that or whatever, whatever risk they have, it's probably less than what I've already suffered. Nothing negative has ever happened to any of these people. Nobody swatted or doxed. I'm sorry, nobody swatted or showed up to any of their houses or anything like that. I just think there should be some accountability. And if you don't want, like, if you don't want your name tied to anything like that, I think that you should be doing something on the internet besides obsessively stalking, harassing, doxing, and abusing like some guy that you're obsessed with for months and months and months on end. That would be my perspective on it. But also, you're allowed to disagree with that. That's fine. But I just don't want anybody to have the impression like, oh, Destiny doxed these guys because they talk shit or something. Because there's plenty of people who talk shit I've never. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, conclusion then is I hope you understand and can take me at face value when I say I'm not one of these people, despite them probably going to continue to message me, and I'll take whatever valid things I think from their big bullet points and potentially use them in an argument if I think it's a good point. But I, in doing so, I hope that if I'm able to actually criticize you, you know, it's coming from a place of, hey, I really agree with you on most things. Like when I, you know, talk to you about the like violence comment or whatever, it wasn't because I'm like, God, I can't wait to tear you down. It was like, hey, I think this is a really bad look. And because I agree with you,
I can
agree better.
Yeah, I think we just kind of think but on stuff, but I probably, I don't think that you're, yeah, doing some weird fuck shit or whatever, but yeah. Okay.
Not yet. Just wait. I'm a snarker in hiding. I'm ready. I'm ready for the trigger word they've planted in my brain through all this conditioning. But I'll say, yeah, yesterday when we were both shitting on Trump, that felt a lot better than us yelling at each other. So, I mean, maybe we can do a little more of that.
Maybe.
Real quick, one of my super chatters wants to know, how are you able to deal with that bald-headed douchebag for 2 hours straight of yapping? I have no idea what he's talking about.
Dan?
I don't know. Is he bald?
Wait, the bald-headed dude for 2 hours?
No, they're talking about the guy you had in here that you were arguing with about Israel-Palestine.
Was he bald?
Everybody kept calling him a bald-headed fuck. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. It's out of debate. Why not?
Well, what speaking of Israel-Palestine, I've set up a little thing. Well, we don't have to get into discussion, but like, you know, I'm self-admittedly not super informed about it. I did read like the 100 Years War on Palestine or whatever the book Joe Biden had, and still feel like I don't know a lot about it. But do you think LonerBox is a sufficiently unbiased source of information in order to inform me about how ignorant I am when I talk about Zionism? Because I'm not entirely convinced that there's some secret set of sentences that, when combined, will make me less critical of the Zionist project, but...
I mean, like, so the problem is, like, I would say, in my mind, LonerBox is the best person on the internet when it comes to, like, doing actual research and reading, besides me, of course. I'm just kidding. But the problem is all these people also hate LonerBox too. So I'll say that, but you're going to get a lot of talking points from these people that will message you about how horrible or evil or pro-Zionist or pro-genocide or whatever LonerBox is. But I mean, I would say, yeah, I would say he's a really good source.
Well, to counter it, I should have Noah Sampson and Bad Empanada on after, right?
True, exactly. Those are the truly unbiased sources of information, yes.
And somewhere in the middle will be the truth.
The truth. That's how it works, yeah. It's always okay. In the middle of any 2 points, every single time, yes.
Cool. All right, well... Glad we clarified. I think I'm going to Miami at the end of May, so if the bridge isn't burned by then, let's grab lunch or something.
Sure thing. All right. Have fun recovering.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
So I was right.
What?
You go too hard on him.
I literally didn't. I could have gone way harder, but I gave him a chance. That's why I asked him first. I wanted to ask the questions before I did anything on stream to see, because if he said, no, nobody DMs me anything, then...
Then it would have been...
Well, either I would have been wrong and they're just like fucking trying to like triple troll me in Gisticle's chat, or he would have been part of the crew. But I mean, it seems like he was pretty open about everything. So
were you trying to imply that you thought that was going to go a little differently?
I honestly have no idea. Well, because I could have been wrong about them priming or coaching too. But it was just sometimes I don't know, because I don't know if these people, because he Gisticle used to have, I think they shut down a lot of their Discord. So I don't know if they use a different app now, or if they're just in other fucking rooms or servers, or if they do it all via DMs. But I used to have a lot more information, but they say a lot on their streams, so you can kind of like piece together. Like when, like obviously when he's watching it and he's saying like, well, somebody should have prepared this guy, ha ha ha. But then they don't, yeah, I don't know. It could be like a triple reverse mind fuck. But I think Soypill like confirmed it there too. Unless Soypill's quadruple reverse mind fucking me.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. That would be even crazier. Wait, hold on.
Don't
Oh, he was just watching. Aww. Oh, look.
Oh, is there a Sykuno video from Tectone? I don't know. If...
Wait, what were they? How long was he watching this for?
Talking through my thoughts without being like, yeah. Come down to like how much fail. We always knew, but we'll see. Apparently this is funny. Why is Soypill having, he's being interrogated. He hopped on a stream to be interrogated. I do wonder what is happening. Like, are you pro or anti Soypill? We're fine with Soypill.
Oh, he has to say that to because that's their boy. That's their boy.
Oh, is there a Sykuno video from Tectone? I don't know if I should let this finish. I don't know. We'll have to see. You have no idea how schizo this is?
Oh, I'm like very a drink schizo. Or something?
Maybe I should have.
But the funniest thing is, for all the overuse of like psych language and everything else I talk about, the funny thing is that like this actually is like gang stalking and gaslighting, but like unironically. Because it's actually gang stalking in the most unhinged way possible. And it's this constant like, what? We don't talk to you. We don't do anything. What?
Have like some alcohol to make this like tenable. I don't know. Hold on a second.
Hold on. Fuck. I don't like to watch this to showcase it too much. But
what do I got to do? I got to use like the bathroom real quick. But I don't want to play this for you guys.
Oh, I think he might be worried that
he's going to watch it himself.
No. I think he's worried because maybe he didn't realize like, maybe it's too obvious. He doesn't like to watch stuff that makes me look good. So it might be that like he feels like the argument I made here was pretty strong and he doesn't want to show his community. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure. But
because it would be like brutal to listen to while I'm gone. So hold on. Let's what should we do? I probably have some little video. Oh, you guys can listen to Pete real quick.
Fuck. And instead, he it's took inflation. Not
needs to pre-watch. Ooh, through.
What is this?
Wait, was this the...
Hold on, we'll see. Apparently, this is funny.
1.5.
Oh, fuck, did he leave?
Party,
or...
rallying around the flag!
I don't know, okay. I don't know if they'll watch it or not. But, yeah. Anyway, that's been my life for the past 2 years, by the way.
Okay. Sheesh!
Sheesh!
You think it stops post, court case?
No.
Yes, because it's a huge... Because the problem is that, like... One of the reasons why this stuff works is because it's all the court cases like so fucking convoluted and everything that on the back of it you can pack a whole bunch of like crazy claims. But if the dismissal comes, like, it'll be very easy for me to point to that and go like, all of this is bullshit. This is why she completely lost her case. And they're the ones that are going to have to make like the really crazy schizo sounding arguments. But right now they can just say like, oh, Destiny did all these things. Look, and they can just point to the fact that there's a lawsuit. So, yeah.
Yeah, they'll maybe still, when you do like, your write-up, it'll slow down, but they're still going to,
They can still try for a bit, but it's just going to be, it's going to be way, the onus will be on them. They'll be playing from the back foot as opposed to right now, like they can play from a much stronger position, yeah, because of the ongoing court case, yeah. I just checked his stream. He's getting DM'd about, oh, it's not, well, I'm not trying to, oh, God damn it.
I mean, yeah, I probably agree, but the cop afterwards is going to be like, oh, it's because he has better lawyers or whatever the fuck, but it's definitely going to be like a easy response.
They're
going to
snark
the
lawyer, or not the lawyer, they're going to snark the judge.
Yeah, because you got to consider, as much as people don't understand fucking anything about how any community ever works, it's so frustrating. Like, after it, most people are just going to see that a case was dismissed. Nobody is following the intricate schizo shit that is said online about anything. That's why it was so stupid. For like Hassan and all the Hassan followers, like, oh, like other people aren't going to care about these comments or whatever. And it's like, bro, like you can't, the rape comments and the 9/11 shit and even the Dan Crenshaw shit, which I think is fucking hilarious, by the way, even that stuff, like when normal, well-adjusted human beings outside of like the streamer world, when they hear shit like this, this is the most insanely toxic shit you could ever fucking say ever. Like nobody in the normal world is going to be okay. Like running like a back-to-back thing of those kinds of comments, that's unhinged shit to normal people. Yeah.
Yeah, Twitcher Terrorist was a pretty crazy experience. He says a lot of insane fucking shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, apparently he's in a Swipel's chat. Just for the record, I literally don't care if anyone associates with Destiny. I gave some arguments about Hassan that you didn't even need because I care about the topic of deplatforming / excising. I would have to go back and check it because I don't follow him now. But like this Kilo guy used to tweet about me so much. And remember, he's the one who donated on that stream. He donated on Jessica's stream saying that like Mr. Mooten is just here because he's letting me fucking bang his fucking wife. It's just like an unhinged amount of like crazy, disgusting, in like... wild comments about everything. But yeah, but it's like, oh no, I just care about deplatforming. Like, it's, they sane wash themselves so much. This is why I got so mad at Swipe Pill on that conversation. But the reason why I'm not nuking Swipe Pill, why I didn't nuke him in this conversation, because I don't think Swipe Pill is like, the frustrating part is a lot of these people just don't know. They're not aware. Even, and it strains credulity, but like, even, even if people like Pisco, I don't think that Pisco is aware to the amount of like coordination that happens in other places. The only way you can like really truly get a handle on this is if you have a community that you actively participate in, that you also like kind of moderate. That's why I don't think Lonerbox's community, because that's like a real community with people that have like opinions and thoughts and like moderators and like a community understanding of things. And then same thing with like, even for counterpoints, like I think that's why these communities are a little bit more impervious, but like these guys will, they join like five people, join the Discord server, they'll start debating nonstop, they'll have like those voice chats. I've had so many conversations sent to me, like 3 hour or 6 hour debates where just to go like three other people are arguing why my relationship or my hookups with that Anna Frills girl, why that was like rape or whatever, e-rape. It is just like, why are you guys, like as recently as like a month ago, I'm like, why are you guys still having these fucking arguments? Yeah, it's insane. Jesus.
They're still talking about Anna?
Yes, yes.
That was like 5 years ago, man.
Yeah, but no, they still bring it up.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss the whole jistical becoming a staple of the stream for a bit.
Mm-hmm. That stuff is literally just a meme, LOL. But I understand how it looks. Jesus.
So basically, Juice Soccer just recently banned all mention of the melting pot.
Oh, he was. They were mega ass pained yesterday about the soy pill shit. Ooh.
How did you get catfished by the bow?
I don't know. I mean, who's gonna catfish you? It's not gonna be a normal person, right?
I guess that could be an answer, but like, who coulda, shoulda, woulda, nigga? I don't care about fairy tale. What actually happened to you?
What actually happened was a person was fucking other guys on fucking video for a guy that was trapping her internationally.
I know you don't care about it. I care about the part that you didn't.
I'm saying that in the grand scheme.
Oh, mine didn't.
Why would you say that then? If you're trying to,
Kelly, why are you so mean?
She's drunk.
I don't know. Why are you so stupid?
She's drunk and it's late, and she's drunk again, and she's just always. She's like a cat lady, but instead of cats, it's just alcohol and Discord.
Bro, let him say it. Let him say it.
I can't talk to multiple people about what he thinks because his niggas are fucking stupid. You understand that?
Would I lie about this?
What do you. Because you lie about literally everything. What do you mean? For what reason would you ever tell the truth about anything? What? And then now you're like, oh, well, actually, I have to do full on porn. I have to do full on fucking porn now after roasting so many women that were involved in it. How correct? Oh,
and that's
really?
Not even my job.
So you were
I'm
lying every other
student.
Time?
I'm a